bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Friday, April 12th, 2024. Looking for the Holy Spirit in ordinary things. I'm Pastor Michael Ziegler, speaker on the Lutheran Hour, and this devotion is by Reverend Dr. Leo Sanchez, our guest speaker on the Lutheran Hour this weekend. Here's Dr. Sanchez.
Our text for today is Acts 2, verses 42 through 47. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. People are often looking for the Holy Spirit in extraordinary things, like miracles, exorcisms, healings, and other great spiritual experiences. In the book of Acts, such great deeds of the Spirit are indeed present, especially among the apostles. But their role is penultimate or secondary in the broader story of God's salvation. Their role is ultimately to draw attention to the preaching of the Word of God, which by the power of the Holy Spirit brings sinners to faith in Christ and baptism in His name. As the Apostle Peter reminds us, the Holy Spirit's great manifestation on Pentecost was meant to call attention to God's ordinary ways to bestow the same Holy Spirit on people of all nations, namely through God's Word and the sacrament of baptism. He says, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to Himself." In the days of the reformer Martin Luther, many people thought of pilgrimages to shrines of virgins or saints as a means to becoming more spiritual. Instead of placing their hope in such extraordinary experiences, Luther advised the people to start looking for the Holy Spirit in ordinary things, to look for the Spirit in the ordinary ways in which God works for and among His people. In a treatise titled An Open Letter to the Christian Nobility, Luther advised, "Let every man stay in his own parish. There he will find more than in all the shrines. In your own parish, you will find baptism, the sacraments, preaching, and your neighbor." In Acts 2, verses 42 through 47, Luke gives us a way to look for the Holy Spirit in those ordinary things through which God reliably works to draw us to Himself and to one another. The enduring fruit and lasting miracle of Pentecost in our lives is the fellowship of the Holy Spirit we share with one another in the church. Where then is the Holy Spirit? Where people gather around the apostolic Word of God, break bread together, pray for one another, there is the Holy Spirit. Where people worship together, share gifts and burdens with one another, there is the Spirit. Where people show generosity towards the needy, support the work of mission, and bear witness to Christ in word and deed, that's where the Holy Spirit works every day to bind us in fellowship with Christ and each other. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, help us to be thankful for the ordinary ways you work in our lives. Amen.